from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Was reporting this morning, the story gets even sadder, that both the brothers were back home in New Jersey for their sister's wedding, which was supposed to be today. It breaks your heart. You hear those stories. I'm sure it'll be, I'm watching the whole hockey world and the whole sports world just kind of look at this. And, you heard Jeff on the update what the story sounds like and what the situation is. And it's just what a tragedy. Just horrible, horrible, horrible story. So, and Jeff will have updates throughout the day on that. We're keeping our eye on that. I know that the hockey community is, I'm sure that it's so, like, if you're driving around town today and you see a hockey stick in front of somebody's house, that's why. I mean, that's how hockey players and the world talks about when somebody passes away, but people always put their sticks outside. So if you happen to notice that while you're driving around today, that's probably why.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
We just went through this a much different story, but Steve Bogus, who was at Mayfield High School, was a longtime coach there. And just, it was just neat to kind of see people paying tribute to him with not only putting their sticks out, but there were sticks out at rinks around town and stuff like that when he passed away from cancer. But that's just kind of the way the hockey community, rallies around each other and supports each other. And especially in times of tragedy like this, you wake up and you work for the Blue Jackets this morning. You're like, whoa. I mean, and they've had tragedies in the past, and it's just like, oh. So just, it's just a horrible story. And so just, I'm just saying it because I'm a part of that hockey community, and it's my heart just bleeds for everybody in this thing.
Nothing.
It's brutal.
Nothing but love to anybody. Like, and it's such a bummer throughout the entire thing. And again, I can't state it enough. Be careful. Keep an eye out where people are at all times on the road. If you've had anything to drink, again, leave your car, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a friend, call a taxi, call a loved one. Just don't get behind the wheel. Just don't do it. It's not worth it.
Well, there's no reason for it now. I mean, there ever was a reason before. It's just stupid. I mean, the Uber's out there.
Every bar will let you leave your car overnight.
Yeah.
Every city hall has no problem with you calling them and saying, hey, I had a party here last night. Some people had something to drink. They're going to spend the night. They called an Uber home. We're going to leave the car on the street tonight. What's the license plate number? Perfect. Every city hall is that way. And you won't
get
ticketed.
It's a police department. It's not city hall. But yeah, you want to call the police and let them know the car's
sitting there. And that's what I mean by that. Yeah. Like, call the police. Like, they're all really, really cool about that because they would rather have you have your car parked on the street than have something horrific happen.
This was at 8 o'clock at night last night.
It's horrible.
It's terrible.
It's just heartbreaking.
All right, I hate saying let's switch gears, but we got to switch gears here for a second. All right, Brandon Ayuk signed his deal with the 49ers. And, if you read the story about it, they went through negotiations like crazy on this thing. Other teams got dragged into the mix. I got kind of mad at one point because it was like, well, the Browns are going to trade Amari Cooper for him. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Why are we dragging, unless this deal is done, one, why would the Browns want to have Amari's name even out there? And then if you're Amari, I got to tell you, I'm not happy about it. I don't want my name. You understand it's a business. You get it. But now all of a sudden you're Amari Cooper and you're like, you know, why'd they drag him into the whole thing? Like, that drove me nuts.
First and foremost,
especially when we see the end result of what happened to the contract where he agrees to a 4-year deal up to $120 million, $176 guaranteed.
First and foremost, I love the fact that you threw in the Sheila Broflovski right in the middle of that. I'm just going, what? So,
what?
Yeah, I appreciate that first and foremost.
Yes.
Second thing on that order, if you're Amari Cooper, you know more than, gosh, many an NFL player that you are an independent contractor. Like, you know it better than anybody. You were drafted by the Raiders. You worked your butt off for the Raiders. You got traded to the Cowboys. You worked your butt off for the Cowboys. You got traded for, what was it, a fourth round pick to the Browns. All because of salary and off the field things that you can look into if you determine necessary. But stuff that wasn't massive enough for the Browns to want to do it. Nothing illegal, nothing like that. But all of that involved, if anyone on this earth knows about being an independent contractor, it's Amari Cooper. So his name coming up in trade rumors, it's like, if I'm him, I'm
I
like,
get
yeah,
it, but the situation, like in the beginning of it, was just goofy. Like, we've got Amari doing a hold in, which I think is the most ridiculous thing. Oh, I'm gonna go, but I'm not gonna practice, and I'm kind of participating, but I'm kind of not. I just, like, it's just goofy. You know, if you're gonna hold out, hold out. Take the fine. Be a big boy. You want to play the negotiation game while you're in the middle of a contract? Hold out. I don't care what your agents are. Well, we still show up for work. Come on. Be a big boy, right? Be a big boy.
Look, you only have so many cards to play to get paid. And so far, the guys who have done this, a good chunk of them gotten paid. Now, Jamar Chase, a different animal. Wait and see what happens there. Trent Williams is still playing golf. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, he's got $4 million in fines. Four. And he's 1 point something to miss on Sunday, a week from Sunday.
And we'll see. You know, maybe they get something done with him next. But Brandon Ayuk is signed long-term throughout this whole thing. So Adam Schefter went on Pat McAfee, and he had this to say when it came to the Brandon Ayuk situation. This was before everything really came down, and he signed that 4-year, $120 million contract, but it's still relevant what he had to say. Audio courtesy of Pat McAfee Show and ESPN. So first, just to let you know again, audio courtesy of ESPN, the Pat McAfee Show. First, this was recorded yesterday before the signing took place.
Okay.
But what do you think hearing the fact that, hey, the Browns, Schefty thought the Browns had him and that they were willing to compensate him. And that
I still
want to
know
go.
What they compensate him. What were they compensating the Niners?
Oh, what the trade package looked
yeah.
like?
Yeah.
I think it was that Amari Cooper trade package, where I think it was Amari Cooper in a second, Amari Cooper in a third. It was something like that. Matt Maiocco, who covers the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area, had all of that stuff in it. And I think it was Amari Cooper in a third. I think it was something along those lines.
Okay, so the deal ends up being worth $120 million, what did I say, $76 million guaranteed. What was the Browns' fiscal package?
Supposedly higher than that. Supposedly the Browns and the Patriots were the two that were there who were willing to just go.
All right, more than what the Niners were going
to
do.
Right, to give him more cash than what the Niners have. They wanted to make him one of the five highest paid receivers in football. They wanted to line him right up there. And he was the one who
said
no.
So why did he play this game in the first place? That's my bigger question.
Because he was playing on the fifth year option. Andy, I don't love it. It's not the way I would handle business. I don't think it's the way you would handle business. I don't think it's the way our listeners would handle business. But this is the way that business is handled in the NFL. These guys who are really good get on that fifth-year option, and they feel like they're lame duck coaches. In the same way we talk about Mike McCarthy on a one-year deal as a coach, hey, is he going to get fired next? That's how these guys operate. I want my money. I want to stay because they don't want to play on the franchise tag next year, and they don't want to play on one-year deals because this is football. And at any point, Brandon Ayuk could go out on the field, run a slant, somebody hits him low, and he never plays football again.
I get it. I get it. I just don't – I understand where players feel like if you're a franchise tag that, you know, the team hates you. You're getting paid the average of what the top five players at your position are making. It's not that horrible of an insult to be franchise tagged, right?
Yeah,
it's not the end of the world.
For you and I looking at this,
let's be realistic about it, right?
You're going to pay me a one-year deal of the average of the top, what is it, the top 10 or is it top 5? I think it might be top 5. You're going to pay me the average of the top 5 players at my position for a one-year contract if I play well enough? Sign me up, baby. I've seen top 5 wide receiver money. Like that's 34, that's 20, 30 million that's going down right there. So, yeah, I agree with you for how you and I see these things. They're in a different world, and it's a different argument for those kind of guys, because you and I would do it in a minute. We'd be like, hell yeah, sign me up for the franchise tag. Why not? This sounds awesome. You kidding me? I could make a lifetime's worth of money in 1 year worth of work as long as I take care of my dough in between. These guys look at it and go, no, I've got a 10-year career ahead of me. I'm one hit away from not having a 10-year career.
I get it. But as we look through this whole thing, right, we all got – I think fans got dragged through this. Teams got dragged through this. And now let's see what he does when he plays this year. He got his money.
Yeah.
What does it say? I kind of feel like the Browns are – I know they didn't get him, but they kind of look like a winner in the scenario. They offered more money than the Niners did. They offered more money than the Niners did, and he just said no. He wanted to stay for less. But then he dragged – well, let's see what's out there. So let's see what the Patriots are going
to
say.
The Steelers offered a good chunk of change for him, and he said no. He wanted to stay in San Francisco. And so he took less money to stay in San Francisco.
And they went months without talking.
Mm-hmm.
They went months without talking. And now everything's going to be okay? And what does this mean for Trent Williams, too?
I mean, well, if I'm Trent Williams, I'm going, well, you compensated they're paying that gentleman.
Yeah, you're paying him. I'm 36. I'll wait.
Let's go. Let's go. But again.
That $4 million in fines, yeah, you'll eat that. You want me to play? All right, let's see what your left tackle looks like in this game. See what happens.
When you've made $170 million in your career, you kind of have a little bit of wiggle room to go, yeah, I'll wait. I know what I'm worth. I'm the best left tackle in football.
All right, so let me ask you this two questions, and we'll talk about this when we come back. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media, too. First of all, what do you think about the fact that you ended up signing there, ended up going back to San Francisco? And are you happy that the Browns were in the game, offered more than the Niners, and then just couldn't finish off the deal? It wasn't their fault. I think the Browns kind of look okay. I don't want to say a winner because they didn't get the player. But they kind of come off looking like a team that's willing to do whatever it takes to win, especially financially. What's your perspective of the Browns now that we know that Brandon Ayuk is going back to San Francisco? 216-474-0092. I want to believe that he's going to stay in San Francisco. I think he said, I want to believe he was going to stay in San Francisco, mm-hmm. but, you know, they hadn't talked in months. And I was like, oh, maybe he is leaving. And then I was worried he was going to the Steelers.
I mean, are we? All right. I'm going to get on my soapbox here for a second. Hang on. Okay. It is very easy to take this kind of situation and blame the media for it. And go, it's your fault. You focused in on this. You did this.
I'm going to be super honest. I'm going to look in the mirror and say, yes, I think it's true. I think the media made this deal a lot bigger than it had to be. Now, when he was sitting out, he just put all kinds of fuel on the fire. But, yeah, this is one of those stories where the media made it way bigger than it ended up being in the end, right?
Well, there's a part
result,
two to this.
The result in the end is a giant dud.
There's a part two to this, Andy, and that part two is pretty simple. It's also all the fans' fault because the fans eat this crap up. I mean, you love rumors. I love rumors. You love trade proposals. You love fake trades. You love all of this stuff. You love a guy who is not happy, who's starting to wiggle and starting to do the, get me out of here. The NBA has built a media empire in the last 10 years on James Harden playing, then showing up to camp with a pot belly, playing for a little bit longer, wanting a new contract, then demanding a trade. I want to go play with World B. Flat and KD over in New York. Like, we've built this whole thing. And the NFL is just the latest one that has been a part of it because the fans love it and the media loves it and we love the new shiny toy going somewhere else and the new shiny thing. So, yeah, is it partially our fault? Sure. It's also the fans' fault. It's also the league's fault.
I can't blame the fans. It's too
early. Why not?
I don't I don't know. I can't sit here and blame fans for being interested in a story that isn't playing out.
Yeah.
And then every time when you hear your team's involved, now it's all of a sudden you're sucked into it.
Yeah. It's everybody's fault. Like, this isn't one of those where we all have to put our, oh, yeah, this is on the meat. No, it's on everybody. It's 100% on everybody because we love it. We love this. I mean, my gosh, how many hours of content did everybody get out of Aaron Rodgers being weird? Between you talking to your friends about Aaron Rodgers being weird, between us on the air talking about Aaron Rodgers being weird, the NFL on their own network talking about Aaron Rodgers being weird. Like, come on now. It's everybody. It's everybody.
I don't know. I blame the media a little bit on this one.
Sure,
I mean,
the
story itself is what the story is.
Heck yeah, the media's at fault, but boy, everybody plays into it.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
this Brandon Ayuk thing. Hey, this is, I don't blame nobody, but I think now it's time for the local media to start looking and start to do a self check about this team. Like, he took less money. And so you guys ask yourself, what is it that the New England and Browns have in common that San Francisco don't?
Snow.
And that is this.
They have bad weather in San Francisco, although they're in Santa Clara, so it's different. Go ahead, sorry.
San Francisco could be a potential Super Bowl potential team, no matter what we feel about our team. Most guys we see take big money, go to teams just for big money, but this guy's almost like he's actually trying to win a Super Bowl. So if he's one of the hottest receivers, the best receivers, and we offered a lot more money, he turned us down. It's not that he loves that. It's the fact that he don't believe in his heart that this is a Super Bowl caliber team with him on it, period.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we have to look at it. It goes back
to the maybe free agents just don't want to play here.
Well, there's also some
rumbling.
But
in football, it never seemed to be that way.
There's also some rumblings going back to college that Brandon Ayuk didn't get along with a couple guys on this team.
Yeah,
so.
But you know what? Football money isn't NBA money. See what I'm saying? So they really have to get their bag when their opportunity comes up. Just like you said, they one hit away from not having, you know, that bag. So if the Browns offered him major bag and he turned it down and took less money to go back to San Francisco, yeah, you could, part of it is he might love the city of San Francisco, but to turn down life-altering money, that tells you, like, listen, he don't believe the Patriots or the Browns or maybe the Steelers are a Super Bowl contending team. And a lot of these guys, and I don't want to put this man out there bad, they don't want to be the Charles Barkley in the NFL. If they have opportunity to win a Super Bowl, they're going to do it. They don't want to end their careers without having a championship ring.
I buy what you're saying. Corey, I want to have one side story with you real quick. Jeff and I were sitting around talking. Did you see? I think it's Akron that plays them. Did you see what the name of the stadium is? It's the Gwinnett Stripers that play there, but the stadium's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Did you see the name of it?
No.
Guess what the name of it is?
What is it?
Cool Ray Field.
See, there you go. It's going to be a great field.
You need to get some t-shirts from there, man.
I need to. They need that. We need to coin that Cool Ray from Bedford. This is where it started. You guys created me. Now you guys are stuck with me. I'm like a bad relationship.
Goodbye, Cool Ray.
Well, make sure you get compensated at least somewhat. At least some free tickets.
Yeah, Cool Ray Field.
That's pretty cool.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. I know Jeff brought it up the other day. He goes, hey, did you see this? I'm pretty sure the Rubber Ducks are playing it.
That's all right.
Ryan in Detroit. Hey, Rhino, what's up, man?
How are you, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to chime in on the unique scenario of the Browns making an approach. Obviously, just being one of the heavy hitters in the NFL gives us, all of us Browns fans, just high hopes, obviously, that we are in it to win it for years to come, at least. I know it's a moot point, being that obviously it wasn't acquired. At the same time, we know that Barry and Haslam and company are doing their due diligence to make us Browns fans happy, because, again, it just feels like they know they have something big. People want to invest in this thing. Obviously, new stadium conversation, the whole plethora of different things moving forward, that you just get that realization this is going to be for years to come mentality, signing good players. With that being said, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Some of these guys, you know, have you know, baggage with them coming in, joining our team. You know, again, it is what it is. I mean, hopefully that's behind them. But again, at the same time, it's just really good to know that they're trying at least minimally. And we have our draft picks again coming up. Everything is in the positive momentum and that mentality. Now we just got to get these darn wins and just showcase we are the real deal. Hey, what little kid did on Donovan, man. I just, Jim Donovan, that is. Hey, man, he's just, he's Cleveland all the way. He's Big Chuck and Little John mentality. Just, he was just that great voice, obviously. And but again, I just want to, you know, just say that he is one of the greats that go down like a Joe Tate. With that being said, go Browns. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Rhino. Appreciate it. Rhino checking in from all over the country. Yeah, we're so blessed with the play-by-play guys in this town. I don't think people realize, you know, how good the play-by-play guys are. And then, you know, you've listened to Jim for the last 25 years do these games, and it's just, it's sad, but he's going to fight. And I don't know. It's another. I mean, we had a couple tough stories this morning we were talking about, and that's definitely one of them. And you know, we're sending good vibes and good wishes. I think the entire city is. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing but love to Jimmy Donovan. Keep fighting. Keep doing everything that you got to do to beat this thing and do the best that you possibly can with it. It has been, I am very lucky that for the last 5 years, I've worked on the Browns Radio Network with Jim Donovan. He has been wonderful to work with. He has been a great guy, a lot of fun. It's been a privilege to be there, Laura, along the way with him, and I hope that we get to do it again. And I hope that there are more broadcasts in the future.
Well said.
So, all right, so we need to do as well, like, you know, a lot of other stuff going on in the league, a lot of all over the place, but the big thing going on, of course, everybody focusing in on the Browns, what's going on with that, and so we give you our training camp update. So there's not much of an update, Andy. They're all
off
on vacation.
Day.
Yeah, they're off today. They're off tomorrow. They're off Sunday. They'll be back on Monday. You know, they're taking the long weekend.
I'm getting reports of players hopping on airplanes, going to see their family for the weekend, going to do some stuff like that, getting a little time. It is interesting, though, that, I mean, a week from today, we are going to be talking about football in general, NFL football. And I can't wait. I can't think of a better game to start the season than Baltimore, Kansas City.
Oh, heck,
wouldn't
yeah.
It be nice to be in first place before you even have to take a snap
on
Sunday?
Everybody's in first place already.
Kansas City can just come through on Thursday night, right?
You're first place right now, man.
Not really. You're tied for first place. If Baltimore can lose, then you got a chance to jump. That's when you only have 17 opportunities, 17 unique chances to add to your team standings and being able to do that. It's interesting because now you're looking at what, you know, Thursday and then. Oh, then I forgot we got the game on Friday, too.
Okay, you got to go to San Paolo.
I got to be honest, between college and pro, I'm not a big fan of these Friday games.
Gotta go to San Paolo. Go to Brazil.
Just think, we could have been
Eagles
talking about the
Packers.
Browns in Brazil this week. It was that close.
Where they told both teams you shouldn't wear green because of gang affiliations. This is a great idea. Let's play in Brazil.
That is not true.
That is 100% true.
They told both teams to not wear green in this game because of gang affiliations?
It's 100% true. Let's go to São Paulo. It's going to be great.
Isn't the primary color of both of these teams?
It's going to be great.
Green?
It's going to be great. Get excited.
Oh, I'm glad we're not going.
Yeah, you kind of should be. Look, Rio is absolutely gorgeous, and especially Copacabana Beach, though don't swim in it because of all the runoff. And you shouldn't swim in it anyway because you got cocaine sharks out there, which pretty much tell you not to do anything involving swimming.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous city that is in rough shape financially, but the league wants to expand and they're willing to offer the money and they're willing to offer the place.
How do you feel about these Friday? I mean, we have college football games tonight too. I don't like it. Can we just leave Friday nights for high school? Just leave it for high school. I can live with one college football game. Like, if you really don't like high school, all right, give me one college football game, one big college Friday night football game, and I can live with that. But I don't need to see the NFL on. I don't need to see it on Friday next week. I don't. I know they want this international thing. Maybe if it was this weekend because it's Labor Day weekend. Oh, wait. When they go to 18 games, there's another option for you with another bye week in there. But now you want to spread it out to President's Day weekend too. They've got some logistical things if they're going to get to 18 games. I'm not a big fan of these Friday night games, whether they're college or pro.
So quick correction, that was a misnomer that I had there. The NFL has come out and said that one of the teams will be wearing green in this whole thing.
Oh, way to start problems there, media man.
Well, you know, I saw that floating around a little bit.
I thought
bit.
It was weird that you're wearing a green t-shirt today,
you know,
too.
I'll give a correction. That was a misnomer that is going around there, but that was circulating for a little bit. But yes, yeah, so one of the teams will be wearing green. So we're good. You know, we got to correct ourselves. Look out for ourselves.
All right, you need to correct what we're about to talk about in the next segment, because I got to tell you, you don't even realize what holiday is coming up next.
Well, let's And that, my friend, is our training camp update before we get into what's next.
All right, we'll do that when we return here in a moment. Baskin and Phelps plus Brian Anderson. Coming up at high noon, it is Baskin and Phelps with Dan Men.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Again, Granger and Granger and Canal. And there's a fast food restaurant that's got on a business. So I drive by there and I look and I'm like, I see these for sale signs up on an auto vehicle. Not your typical auto vehicle, though.
Right.
It was a street sweeper.
What?
It was a street sweeper. And I'm driving by and it says for sale on it. And I'm like, what, how does this work? Like, the only people that I can think of that own street sweepers, like the giant ones, are municipalities.
Yeah,
right?
Who casually owns a street sweeper?
I don't know. And this one said, and it had for sale signs all over it.
Is this like a business I don't know about? Like, is there a street sweeping business that's somewhere?
Is it underground? Is that how that works?
Might be. I don't know. I have no idea. My first thought.
I got to tell you, I got a couple garbage cans that I got from a community out west. And then all of a sudden, hey man, come here. Check this out. I got a street sweeper. Anybody need one of these?
First thing I thought of is, okay, so maybe this is your spring, more like spring, summer, fall. Maybe like a, you know, end of spring, summer, fall job for the Zamboni driver. Like, maybe during those times you drive the street sweeper.
That's an excellent observation.
And then maybe in the winter, then you drive the Zamboni.
Who's selling a street sweeper like it's a car?
And yet again, who's buying a street sweeper like it's a car? Who's driving by?
Oh, honey, that's a really nice street sweeper over there.
And going, oh my God, I need that now. Thank goodness somebody stumbled into a street sweeper that was for sale. I'm the guy. Let's go.
Does that not seem odd?
Extremely.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. So I drove by this thing this morning. I'm like, Dan, you're not going to believe. You tell me if this is weird. And he was like, yeah, that's weird.
That's something that you see typically. You know, usually on the side of the road, it's an RV.
Yeah, an RV.
You know, it's a.
A boat?
A boat.
Maybe something a little bit off the beaten path.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything that far. Run-of-the-mill
car.
No, wait. Gary might have some news for us. Hang on. Gary's in Garfield Heights. Hang on. Because it's not too far. Gary, did you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I live right not too far from there, but I used to work for a company in Columbus driving those at night on third shift, and we go around and clean like Walmart parking lots and stuff like that with it.
I guess
so. There is an independent contractor that does street sweeping and parking lots.
Yeah, like somebody owns one of these.
A company right now that runs in Cleveland called SCA Street Sweepers of America or something. Maybe I contract to do parking lots and stuff.
I'll be damned.
But it's, I don't know that I've ever seen one sitting out there for sale. Like, I think if I want one of those, I would go to some type of industrial vehicle place, right?
Yeah, the company I work for in Columbus, they sold them as well and everything.
Do you know anybody that owned one just for fun?
I knew a guy that used to have one years ago that he used to have private contracts doing parking lots and stuff.
All right, so it's not so. So what I saw was not that unusual?
No. The one that you could drive to do the parking lots, or they have bigger ones for the streets and stuff as well.
All right, Gary. All right, thank you. Appreciate
you, Gary.
It.
I'm smarter. Good God, I have no idea.
I would retrofit that, make it into an ice resurfacer, and then try to find people around here that have their own, you know, have their own rinks, and then I would try to, I'd go in there and clean those out.
It's not a bad
idea. See if they'd hire me. Like a lawn company, right?
Yeah. Oh, I got to talk to my guy about this. I did not know that this was an independent thing. That's outstanding. Thank you. I'm smarter. Sweet.
I just thought it was an obscure vehicle to drive by today.
It is. It's a real different
speaking
one.
Speaking of obscure, how about you yesterday?
All right, so first and foremost, the worst thing that has ever happened to retail in my house is Instagram. I just want to point that out now. That is the worst thing that has ever happened, because now I just get nothing but Instagram reels from the lady friend of stuff going like, do we need this? Do we need this? Do we need that? Do we need this? And one of the big box stores is notorious, and by big, I mean big box store, is notorious for having these things on there. So about 2 months ago, I get one of these Instagram reels sent to me from the lady friend going, I need this now. And it's a 5-foot penguin. And by a 5-foot penguin.
Stop.
I mean,
what?
I mean a 5-foot Christmas decoration with a scarf holding a candy cane with earmuffs on that you put together and plug in and put in your yard. And I go, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, who needs this? This is, why do you need a 5-foot penguin?
Apparently you do.
And so I responded back to her when I got this message going, ha, 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 yeah, it ain't happening. So I go to the massive box store yesterday, and I walk through, and sure enough, there's the 5-foot penguin. And so I take
Were they
picture.
Serving hors d'oeuvres? Could you walk by and get an hors d'oeuvre?
Oh, absolutely. Tried a little cheese, had some crackers. You got to keep your strength up in those kind of stores. They're so big.
It is.
And not to mention, it's great.
It's like a cross country runner only for shopping.
And not to mention, it's kind of Lord of the Flies when you get those carts on top of it where they'll just ram you. Like, here, you're toast. You're it's almost like high school again.
You're running through the store. You're like, mini hot dog.
The Oasis.
Spinach puff.
Does anyone have a sparkling water I could try? I'm parched. Anyway, I take the picture and I send it to her. And I go, 5-foot penguin. Who is buying this one? And so I go back out and I load all the stuff that we needed from the giant, you know, gargantuan box store. And I get a message back that said, buy it. And I go,
that was a joke, right?
And I said, you're kidding. And she goes, no, buy it. I will pay you back. And so I go back in there because she knows where I sleep. And I buy the 5-foot penguin.
You bought a 5-foot inflatable penguin.
No, it is not inflatable. It's one of those that it's got the...
Wait, this is not inflatable?
No, it's got like the tinsel around it and you put it together. Like you see the snowmen that are out there that like light up and all that stuff. Yeah, it's that, except it's 5 freaking feet tall. And so now I have this thing outside. And of course I drive a mid-sized sedan because I'm a white guy and that's what we drive. And so I have this mid-sized sedan, and I have a box with a 5-foot penguin, and I'm trying to get this in, and it's not working.
It's in the box.
It's in the box.
So obviously this box is
massive.
6 foot. It's like a 6-foot box.
So I text her, and I say,
you couldn't put the seats down or do anything in your car?
It wouldn't fit into the trunk.
Oh, man.
And so I text her, and I go, you're going to need to bring the SUV around, because she drives a school bus.
Yeah.
And so bring the school bus. And you're going to need to fit it. And I get this. I had to stand in the parking lot of the gargantuan box store for 20 minutes for her to drive the car over so that we could get this thing to take it home.
Why didn't you just put it back, keep the receipt, and then come back with her later?
Because I figured the amount of work that it would take for me to carry it back into there to go up to the person at the desk and go, hey,
are you sweating?
Can you check this for me?
Is it heavy?
No, it wasn't that heavy. But it was more I just didn't want to walk in and go,
okay, and when is the when is this going up?
I mean, if she has anything to do with it tomorrow, but We're going to put our foot down on that one probably after Thanksgiving. My guess would be like first week of December, because it is Christmas. And now the question will be, when will it come down? Because if Dan has to take it down, I'm going to decorate it for every darn season.
Okay, let's be honest. It's a penguin, so it's not limited to the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
You could keep it up all winter.
You're darn right. With the amount of work it's going to take to put up a 5-foot penguin, you bet your rear end it's going to stay up all. I'm going to put Easter ears on that stupid thing. It's going to have bunny ears on it.
I don't want to embarrass you, but
I'm going to give it an American flag for Memorial.
How much did you spend
July.
On this thing?
Huh?
How much did you spend?
Do I have to say that out loud?
No.
Do I have to say? Put it this way. If it wasn't the lady friend, and if she didn't know where I slept,
you would not have bought this thing,
gosh,
right?
No.
There's no way.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh, no.
All right. I just want to make sure.
But, you know, we try to keep her happy because she, you know.
All right, one more 60-second story. I got one more 60-second story.
So, yeah,
story.
I'm the proud owner of a 5-foot penguin. I don't know why in the hell I own it, but I'm a proud owner of a 5-foot penguin.
Congratulations.
Thank you. If anything, I will put the picture up there and everybody can laugh
I want to see this penguin. I do.
Everybody can laugh at this.
I need a ruling. I might
we'll put it up there on
Hody, X. I'm going to let you in. You can have what you can a quick ruling on this. I don't really want to hear too much from you, but we'll give you a little bit of a ruling. Is it too early for Halloween stores to be open? Yes or no? Hody, go.
I 100% agree. It's way too early to have Halloween stores open. Wait till mid-September.
I'm going to have to agree with you. Not only do we share a first name, but I agree with you on that. Dan, too early for a Halloween store to be open.
Oh, God, yeah. That's ridiculous.
I drove by one yesterday. I drove by one last week. I'm like, it's August. It's August, and the Halloween store is already up. There's something wrong with us. There is something really, really wrong with us that we need to have the Halloween store open in August. It's bad enough that kids are still in school and they're selling back to school. Like, something's wrong with that, too. What is wrong with us? We are insane. We are an insane society if we're already having to have the temporary, you know what I'm talking about, the temporary Halloween store already up in August. Really? Got to be prepared. Got to be ready. Where else am I going to get those?
Kids are still growing.
Where am I going to get those fake plastic teeth? Do you know how hard it is to get those? The vampire teeth? Around Halloween, it's super hard. I better buy those in August.
I don't understand this. They're not going to sell out of whatever costume at this point. Not to mention kids are going to grow, and all of a sudden the costume isn't going to fit. You buy that thing as close as humanly possible to Halloween itself. Not to mention you buy it two sizes big enough so you can put your winter coat over it, or under it, I should say, and then put the winter coat on there. That's why you always go with the Michelin Man. You always look good as the Michelin Man.
I forgot it's a presidential election year. So, you got to go out there and get your mask early. That's right. You better hurry up. You have to wait in line for all that stuff quick.
Get your 5-foot penguins before they go away, too.
All right. I just, these little things bother me. I'm just telling you. It seems too early for a Halloween store. I'm just saying. Nothing scary about our next guest. He is Brian Anderson, and he will join us next. We'll talk baseball with the former Indians pitcher. He's next. Brian Anderson, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.